This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. What's bad enough when our shipping is affected by natural occurrences like the drought we see in the Mississippi River Valley and in the Panama Canal? It puts a big obstacle in the shipping lanes and increases costs and shipping times. But when the problems are man-made, it becomes an even bigger headache. And that's what we're dealing with half a globe away with another important shipping artery in the Suez Canal. We'll talk with the folks at American Farm Bureau right after this.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
As we know, it takes a long time to get a ship around the southern tip of Africa between Europe and the Middle East, and that's why we use the Suez Canal to connect the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea. Without having that artery, it can take up to an extra 10 days, even with our shipping technology, to get a ship around the Horn of Africa. The cost in fuel is astronomical, plus it slows down the shipment of vital goods. Right now, many companies are starting to opt to go the long way around the Suez Canal, as we're dealing with piracy in the form of Houthi militants. In fact, the second largest shipper in the world just announced they're going to bypass the Suez Canal altogether. Danny Munch is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he talks about the situation overseas.
The attacks from the Houthi militants have pushed many exporters to look for safer routes. It's the most cost-effective way to carry goods from Eastern Asia to Europe and parts of the Middle East, as well as all those goods traveling in the opposite direction. Estimates put it as much as 15% of world trade occurs through the Red Sea, including about 8% of grain trade.
And as I mentioned earlier, the expense of shipping around Africa is in fuel and in time, two things that don't sit well with today's business climate. People want to cut costs and don't want to see increases in those shipping costs due to fuel. And also, they want their goods as fast as possible. That's why things like the Suez and Panama Canals were put into place, so that shipping could be done easier and less expensively. But now, with that artery cut, it's really costing more money.
This means 10 days of additional wages for the crew, 10 days worth of more fuel, and 10 days of general delay to a buyer, which is more sensitive in perishable food products. It also means ships are not returning as quickly as they have been, and that reduces the overall capacity of the broader global shipping systems.
Right now, the impact directly on the agricultural industry in the United States has not been too bad, but that could change the longer that this piracy is allowed to continue unchecked.
Long-term disruptions, though, can have impacts on U.S. farmers. We're already seeing that surcharges have been added onto a lot of ag exporters already without a 30-day notice, which is actually mandated by the Federal Maritime Commission. So it won't be long until farmers who have exported goods to those regions may feel a pinch. They'll be watching this closely.
But of course, the solution isn't necessarily easy, and it adds to more global tension. We know the United States has sent warships into the region to help protect the shipping lanes, but that's not sitting well with other countries, especially our adversary Iran. They don't like the idea of a military presence from the West in the Mediterranean and Red Seas, which are traditionally part of the Middle Eastern territories. That's leading to even further tensions between the two countries and the shipping countries that rely so much on this channel. For more stories, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.